I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Once each year, a simple town hall just north of Deer River, Minnesota is transformed into an elegant venue for an evening of great food and dancing amongst friends, both old and new. This year, April 13th, is the date of the Deer River Area Healthcare Foundation's 6th annual gala and fundraiser. I went to the foundation office and talked with Assistant Director Sheila Ray Mackey and Board Member Judy Dimmich about plans for this year's gala. Sheila gave me some background.
We started it as more of a fundraiser and to get our community to know who we were and what we were about, and I think we've been happily have accomplished that. We have a live auction. We have a silent auction. We have fabulous food and great music. Usually just a small program to kind of explain who we are and what we're raising money for within that year. The atmosphere is when you pull in and your car is parked for you. Our Deer River ambulance does our car parking for us. From the time you walk in the door, you have that magical feeling, and it makes you want to wear evening wear. We hire a decorator, Lisa Amundson from Clearbrook, Minnesota. She is used to doing the Sanford Center and some of those big venues, so she is not at all intimidated by doing a gym atmosphere. Even the bathrooms are a surprise because they're not the paper towel. But it's all butler passed hors d'oeuvres. I don't believe there's anything like it around.
It's a sit-down dinner. You know, we're talking white linen, you know, tablecloths and napkins and just a very, very nice dinner.
The food this year is a choice between salmon and prime rib and is provided by Blackwoods Restaurant of Proctor. Only 225 tickets to the gala are being sold, keeping it an intimate affair. They'll have both a live and silent auction.
Oh, fun things. We have a resort that donates a week every year. We try to kind of go more towards experiences.
The best of Deer River baskets, so the committee members are going out into the community and they have found barbecue sauce, maple syrup, rice, wild rice, as well as local things that are being made locally by the alpaca farm. And just, it's amazing the artisans and the people, talented people who live in this area. We will also be auctioning off two handmade cedar Adirondack chairs.
Sheila explained one of the annual highlights of the auction.
One thing that we started in our very first gala was we took a red purse just because it was fun, it was bright. We put the first $100 in our red purse. Then we pass it through the crowd and have them put dollars, change, whatever in it. Then as our very last live auction item, we auction off our purse. It's been something that people just look forward to. You know, when is the purse coming? And some people have a lot of fun by doing a lot of change in it, or twice we've had the money donated back to us, which has been amazing. It just kind of sets the tone to move into the dance part of the evening. Everybody's wound up and laughing.
The music this year will be provided by Grand Rapids band Twist of Fate. Judy's a relatively new community member and attended her first gala 2 years ago when she and her husband were gifted tickets by friends. She didn't know what to expect.
I'm so impressed with the caring and the pride in this area. And I think it's reflected in the gala and making sure that it's something that nobody else is doing, that it's unique. And the support and you know, it is really amazing.
The Deer River Area Healthcare Foundation's annual gala and fundraiser is going to be held April 13th at the Morris Town Hall. Everybody gonna dance tonight. Everybody. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home. Everybody gonna dance around. Everybody gonna hit the ground. Everybody gonna dance around tonight.